This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Well, do we like that one? I do.
I do. I mean, I always love a bit of Steps.
Yeah, I don't. And really? No, it's too cheesy. But
I love the cheese.
Yeah, but I do like them being back.
Oh, I do.
I think
they're
welcome back.
I mean, the choreography could change, but you know.
Yeah, I think you get one, you get the other.
It's true.
It's for life, isn't it?
Part of that world.
Now, our last but by no means least guest is joining us right now. He is about to be one of the acts as part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival in a show called Australia's Boys of Motown, and he joins us now. It's Vincent Hooper.
Hello, my loves.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, what a fabulous response.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It really
and
is.
They're just so reliable. I want to know, let's get right into it, it's obviously Motown, but when did this group come about and what's the story of them?
We came about a couple of years ago. One of the gentlemen in the act named Richard Swanson created the group, and he created it because, you know, he loves Motown. We all love that style. And it's really great, you know, for audiences. We've found since doing it, you know, the audiences are just going nuts for it. The ladies.
You'd get a really varied audience, though, wouldn't you?
Because
men love it, women love it. We all, gay, straight.
I know.
Enough for
it. It's so true, yeah, because it's very camp, too. So, it's a varied audience, but lots of women particularly love to come up and have a little dance with us. And there have been a few kind of gigs we've done for ladies' nights and things, and they're all over us, which is fun.
Have they thrown any things at you?
Oh, they've thrown their bodies at us.
Just their bodies.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Yeah. One time, a whole bunch of them. This was in Alice Springs, of all places, at their ladies' luncheon for the races. Yeah,
They're lethal.
They're vultures.
All that wine,
and they all came up on the stage, and the stage almost collapsed.
Oh, no.
So it was very exciting.
How much fun.
Yeah, it was great. Loved it.
So what sort of music then is in this?
We've got everything from The Temptations to Frankie Valli and all the way up to sort of modern influences like Bruno Mars and things like that.
Really,
so
great.
Yeah, we've got a little sort of Frankie Valli section, which I might do a little something for you a little bit later.
Righto.
Or whenever you'd like.
Oh, great.
Yes. You know, Michael Jackson.
I do know him,
Do you know him? He was a bit of a...
Yeah.
Yes. He kind of got around a bit. So.
Yeah, he was quite well known.
I think he
never
was.
Do you know what? He never visited Joy.
He didn't.
Never
that
once.
Is that's
not
outrageous.
Once, not ever.
Yeah, you've got one up on him, man.
I'm really sorry for that. Yeah, I do.
Not his first time either.
Oh, there you go.
He's been here before.
Frequent flyer.
He's unbelievable. and so obviously, is there a little bit of choreography in it?
There is.
The arms up and the clicks.
A bit of an arm and a bit of a click.
Got it,
a step ball change.
Yeah.
A little twist. Yeah, we've got a bit of choreo in there, and it's lots of fun.
All sort of sharply dressed.
We're all in suits. We have a few costume changes too.
Is there a reveal?
There is. Well, it depends on the night. It's a 6:30 show, so
you don't whip it out.
No.
Definitely
if only
not.
They revealed, ripped off one suit to reveal another underneath.
Yeah. Changing around your pocket square.
The pocket square changes. Yeah. Just a slightly different
sequins.
Shade of silvery blue.
Sequins.
That'd be fabulous. Actually, I'm trying to get them to put in sequins for our final number, which is Celebration. just right. to, yeah, I like that which one. Would be fun.
Spruce
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, spruce
now,
it up a bit.
I think you worked on Avenue Q a bit of a joy favourite, which is Lulu McClatchy.
Yeah, I love Lulu. Yes. She's heaven.
She is.
Yeah, she was my right arm for a bunch of the characters. I did Nikki and Trekkie, and then we got to do this. I don't know if the listeners know Avenue Q, but there's fabulous Bad Idea Bears.
Yeah,
and we were the two kind of evil Bad Idea Bears. So we loved being a bit vicious, and
I bet.
Yeah, it was fun.
And so I guess doing something like this with the boys of Motorhouse is, you know, I don't know, is it easier? It's just different, I guess, isn't it?
It's different, and it's so fun to just kind of be interacting with the audience and kind of it kind of sounds a bit, can I say wanky, but like to, you know, to be able to do
not
lots
really,
of
no.
sorry about that,
no,
but to be able to do lots of different things, you know, like doing this is just you can just have a lot of fun and play with the audience and sing all your big notes and yeah, so it's lots of fun.
And do you know, everywhere I go, everyone's been asking, so what is cabaret?
Oh,
it's just the
God,
most.
I hate that question.
So do I.
Oh gosh.
But I mean, I guess it's fair enough to ask what it is. But I mean, what's great about this is, you know, if you love Motorhound, you'll love this.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know? And what good is sitting alone in your room?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come
love Motown?
To the cabaret.
Who doesn't love Motown? Motown's great.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, yeah, it's such a mixed bag of songs. Totally. And
isn't
material.
It incredible, though, because, you know, music that began, you know, what, many, many Motown, I don't, when did that begin? In the 50s, I guess?
It was around that time, yeah.
But to stand the test of time and with the songs that you'll be doing, you know, as say, The Temptations or, you
exactly.
know.
And they keep coming back too. It's all a bit of history repeating it. So you know, we it's so in our culture that those songs just keep coming back. They're just so fantastic.
Well,
so good.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, do you admire or like or hate Human Nature groups like that?
No, I love them.
I think they do a credible job.
They do a great job. You know, I love guys in tight harmonies and a nice bit of curry. Take that look up your face.
He looked at it and I was about to say, oh, I like it too.
I did too. Yeah. It was just a bit seductive, I thought. All right, I think what we need to get you to do is give us a little burst of this song.
Absolutely.
And give us a little intro. I'm guessing this is, as you mentioned, I think, it?
This is a bit of Frankie Valli, and because it's usually with the boys and they all sort of harmonise with us, I've just edits because, you know, it's just me.
Well, we
so
didn't want them.
We don't
only
need them.
You.
We've got the leading star here.
Exactly.
So, yeah. All right. So, shall we hit it?
Yeah, go
hit
for it.
Ooh. Oh, we've done it.
Sherry, baby, Sherry. Sherry, baby, Sherry. Can you come out tonight?
Why don't you come out?
Just put your red dress on.
Come out.
Oh, you look so fine.
Come out.
Move it nice and easy. Girl, I'll make you lose your mind. Sherry, baby.
Sherry, baby.
Can you come out tonight? Come, come, come out tonight. Come, come, come out tonight.
Good grief.
My word.
I hope that was okay. I couldn't really hear the backing.
Was great.
What a voice.
Oh, well, you're heaven.
Jesus. I mean, that's that can't be easy squeezing that out night after night.
Look, can just do about three of those. just wear some tight pants.
Wowee. No, that's incredible. And so the three of you then, had you all worked together before this or you've been doing this a little while?
Actually, Richard and I have been doing this for a little while and Barnaby, who also presents on Joy in the Mornings.
Yes.
He's just come into the group, but we've worked on various other things. And actually, in our group, we have a few different boys, depending on availability. So they're all kind of in the business, and it's nice to kind of see old friends and play and work with them. So,
but we only get three of you each and every night. Though,
you've got
we?
Three of us.
Yeah, just so. We don't want to get our hopes up thinking there might be like, you know, a football team. You know, excuse me, I want my money back. I thought there was 11 of them. Now, this is all happening at Chapel of Chapel, and it all begins really soon.
It's actually a week tonight. Yeah. We're there. So
Wednesday 21. Exciting.
That's
it begins,
right.
Begins and it goes through till Sunday 25th. It's five performances. It is on at 6:30, and as we mentioned, it's at Chapel of Chapel. You can get all your tickets at chapelofchapel.com.au.
And can I just say, if you head over to our Instagram page, Australia's Boys of Motown, we're doing a little ticket giveaway.
That's nice. That's for the joy listener. Go on, what is it again?
So Australia's Boys of Motown, go over there. You just need to tag the friend that you'd like to come with in our photo, and we're giving away a couple of double passes tomorrow afternoon.
That's on the Instagram.
On the Instagram. And while you're there, why not go to Vincent Hooper Instagram?
Why not?
And like...
He's almost as bad as us.
It takes a bit to get as bad as us, but he's very, very close.
I'm close.
One more Instagram.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should mention Calendar Girls Instagram.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's good. Yeah, well, actually, Calendar Girls, if you go to
Just to let everybody know, you've just been cast in the... yesterday or today.
Yes, it's actually one of the very few shows that I'm not getting my kid off and everyone else is, or the other women are.
It's a nice change.
So that is a nice change.
Lulu's doing, isn't it?
Yeah,
that Lulu is, yeah. So I'm going to... I'll be sending a lot of Snapchats to you of Lulu with her kid off.
Oh, yes, she'll love that.
She will love
so
that.
So will I. We've never seen each other naked. But there's time.
There's still time.
I should be there, front row. But it's all about Australia's Boys of Motown. It all begins 21 of June, as we mentioned, all at Chapel of Chapel. Vincent, thank you very much for coming in, young man.
My
thank
pleasure.
You. Good on
I
you.
I love it.
And, well, you're on joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.